Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers. Sorry about the noise there. We're just going to do a quick show. This is a short, Skeptics and Seekers short. We're going straight for the friendly atheist, Emmett Mehta. A preacher urged his church to donate $3 million. Then he changed his story. Hank Kuhneman said he quickly needed to buy land for God. After collecting $1.3 million, the purchase was put on hold. Hank Kuhneman, that's K-U-N-N-E-M-A-N. If I'm mispronouncing it, it is not on purpose. But you know, the way it looks and sounds, it's a lot like Kuhneman. Con man. You know, some preachers' names should give you a hint. You know, Creflo Dollar, you know exactly what's coming. Truth in advertising there. Hank Con Man. So, you know, just a silly observation that happens to be true in this case. Let me just read a little bit of this quote from the Kuhneman. Are you ready? Okay, so anytime your sermon in one of these churches starts with, are you ready? You should just slowly get up and head for the door. Are you ready? So I found this land. That's acres upon acres of land, and it's already developed. We could step right in today, and I could put a tent up right now. Okay. During this whole presentation, his wife was up there with him. He kept referring to this land as acres upon acres. And at some point, they said, it must be 100 acres. Yeah, over. Yeah, it has to be over 100 acres. At no point did they ever say how many acres it was. They had to know. They just said acres upon acres. Another clue that you should probably just get up. He says, I approached this guy and he was real interested in the land. He was real interested in the deal, but somebody else came along and I knew it. The minute I kind of hinted about it, the devil was going to try and steal it because that's what he does. Right, okay. So anytime a self-proclaimed pastor, you're the sheep, wants to do a deal, the devil goes in and tries to steal it. That's one of the job duties of the devil. And very interesting. Here's the deal. Asking price for the land. Are you ready? Again. Are you ready? Please. They want $3 million for it. $3 million. But he's going to finance it. So he really doesn't have the cash deal. So you know what I want to do? I want to do something. If shallow means the extravagant gift of God, I want an extravagant offering. And I want to walk into that man and into his real estate agent, and I want to put it right down on the table and say, here's $3 million. I'm serious. All right. Let's just jump down to the last paragraph here. And I'm going to tell you this. This is the part that upsets me. And I want you to hear me because I feel the vengeance of God. The vengeance of God, okay? And that's something he can feel. No one else could feel it, I guess. But he feels the vengeance of God, not his own vengeance, mind you. The vengeance of God. When I found out who the company that wants to buy this land, in this speech, by the way, he never mentions the company's name. He just kind of refers to them as some shadowy company. When I found out the company that wants to buy this land, it would go against everything that we are standing for here. Okay, so what? So what? Who cares? Strip club owners buy land. Is it the church's job to not let them buy land? You know, I don't know who this company was. We didn't say it was a strip club owner or anything like that. Seriously, doubt it would be. And I said to the devil, "You sure picked a nasty one." He's referring to the company that he never names. He did. His wife standing beside him. He's, you know, he confirming that he did tell the devil this. He wasn't just talking to himself, mind you. He said this to the devil. And I said, "How dare you? I'm going to cut your head off and I'm going to steal this deal for God." Folks, have you noticed how often when Christians talk, it's indistinguishable from mental illness? Have you noticed that? Also, have you noticed that when Christians ask for money, it's indistinguishable from con artists and grifters? Have you noticed that? In fact, the thing that I'm going to ask the Christians who listen to this today, how do you know for sure that this guy wasn't telling the truth? That God didn't, in fact, want him to buy this land? Because, you know, when a Christian says something wacky, you might say, "Oh, that's crazy." But the moment he says it's for Jesus, then Christians are like, "Oh, okay. So he's going to steal this deal for Jesus. Now that makes it sane to a crowd of insane people." The rest of the story, I'm not going to read it, but the upshot is he collected $1.3 million in 1 week. He got $1.3 million out of those people. And he comes back and he says, "You know what? That land wasn't such a good deal anyway. The elders, the board of advisors, you know, we agreed that wasn't such a good idea anyway." Suggesting that either he wasn't hearing from God or God was just wrong about it. but they're going to make the correction. He says, "I'm just going to hang on to the money, essentially. And y'all keep giving. And we're going to build up this nice war chest for something even better." Is this Christianity? Is this how God works? Whichever way you answer, are you sure? Yeah. Christianity in America, baby. That'll do for today. I'm out.